Coming up, we're going to talk about things to do around Orlando for the holidays on this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando Show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Moving to Orlando. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, realtor and co-owner of Moving to Orlando, Mr. Sean Fall.
Hey, everyone.
Realtor Ruben Colon.
Hi there.
Realtor Danielle George.
Hello.
And realtor Drake Shadwell.
Hey, everybody. It's good to see you.
And, oh, sorry, I'm just getting text messages. Just a reminder before we get started, if you are interested in moving to the Orlando area, please, any one of our folks here can help you out. Just head over to movingtoorlando.com, fill out the contact form, as I sit here and get our phone numbers in front of me, fill out the contact form, or you can give us a call toll-free inside the United States, 855-650-6683. That's 855-650-MOVE. If you're outside the U.S. and you want to talk to us, 407-584-3429. And I think maybe 20 shows from now, I'll have those numbers memorized. I thought it would be a good idea to talk about, you know, what there is to do for the holidays around Orlando. That's, you know, I'm not going to say not, we can talk about things in the theme parks if we want, but I was thinking more about things outside. And the one I want to mention to everybody, if you haven't done it, you need to, even if you don't live here yet, if you're coming down on vacation, you need to do the Night of a Million Lights over at Give Kids the World. They did this last year as a way to raise some money when they had to shut the village down during the pandemic. And they put these Christmas lights all over the village. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, Give Kids the World is an organization that provides children with life-threatening illnesses and their families a place when they want to come to Disney World. So if they go to Make-A-Wish, and their wish is to go to Disney, they send them to Give Kids the World. And Give Kids the World pays for everything. They pay for their flights. They pay for their food. They pay for their accommodations there at the village, which is amazing. These beautiful villas, restaurants, ice cream parlor, arcades, rides, zero entry pools. It's all tailored to these kids. I've been working to raise money for Give Kids the World for a number of years now. I'm proud of the fact we've raised almost $1.3 million over the years for Give Kids the World. And so they've started doing this thing where they just literally cover. Disney donated a lot of the lights that had been used for the Osborne family spectacle of lights at Hollywood Studios. That is now no more, unfortunately. They donated a lot of those lights. And Give Kids the World just literally covered the village with them. I think most, did you do it last year?
I did not. I've actually already had my ticket booked this year because it sold out like really quickly last year. So we ended up missing it. So I have a ticket on me, my fiance and her mom, because her mom's coming to town. I think we're going on the 16th, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember the exact date we're going, but we're excited to check it out.
It's incredible. It's an incredible experience. They didn't think they would do it again last year, but it was so successful. They had to. They had to. And this year, from what I understand, it's dancing lights. It's very similar to Osborne in a lot of areas. So I haven't been over there to do it yet, but I'm going to make sure I get my mom over there. But an incredible, incredible thing to do in Orlando outside the theme parks. And if you were interested in that, GKTW, Give Kids the World, GKTW.org. We'll have links to everything in the show notes down below this.
Yeah, it's so busy this year that they had to move the parking. Like, you don't park at the place anymore. You have to park across the street because it's so busy. But I'm going on Thanksgiving, so we'll see how that goes. Like on Thanksgiving Day, like how busy it's going to be.
What else? What else do you guys recommend?
Yeah. So I don't have the details right in front of me. It's something that I did a couple years ago, and that I think is great. Don't know the specific term of the event that they do there, but over in Gaylord Palms, they have this like
ice.
Is that what it? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So ice. That's really, really cool. That's what I would like to do. I don't know.
Does anyone know what this year's theme is?
Elf.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. No.
My
no.
love to hate, hate to love not movie. Going to
that. Like, no. Really?
That. My family plays it. 24/7.
That's one of my favorite holiday movies.
I hate that movie. That is probably my least favorite movie of all time.
It's my least favorite movie of all time too. I had
how awful that movie is.
I had a sister when I was growing up, and she would watch it over and over and over and over again to where it got like burned into my mind, and all I can see is like Will Ferrell's horrible. Mm. Horrible!
Wow,
impressions of trying to be like this immature person. And I'm just not big on immature humor.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, I think it's what it is. But yeah,
oh, it's hysterical.
It's slapstick and it's childish. I don't like.
I think it's wonderful. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies. But basically, with ice, what Gaylord Palms does is they take huge sections of their convention area and literally create a world of ice that is sculpted, colored, themed, special effects. It's absolutely, I mean, you have to put a parka on before you go in because it's very, very cold. They do a tremendous job. I haven't been over there in a few years.
I don't know what year this was. They did a Polar Express. Yeah. That's when I went. And I don't remember when that was. Whenever that was, it was the last time I went.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. I think last time I did it was How the Grinch Stole Christmas what they did. So
yeah, they have a snow tubing activity that looks really fun. I don't know. Kind of scary.
It's really cool, but the line is so long. Like they usually give you a time. Like, you get like 2 hours of time, and you might be able to go twice. Because like the line is so incredibly long to get through it that it's really frustrating. It's pretty, and it's really cool. But
yeah, it's kind of weird, too. You have to pay per experience. Because I was looking at it yesterday, and I was like, wow, it's like 25 for the elf thing, 25 for the ice, and you could bundle stuff, but it still came up to almost $70.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Just think of it as like, you know, kind of like a carnival. That's kind of how that is. You buy your tickets for specific rides, and it's just like that, really.
Yeah, and I mean, general admission pricing is like $30 for adults, $17 for kids, and then, you know, as you said, you can add this on and add that on, but really cool experience. I definitely will
do it next year.
Like, not this year.
Not this year, but I do it next year.
I know my fiance wants to do it, and then now that I know it's Elf, I'm probably going to push off of it now.
I literally have been looking up events because I did have a list of stuff, but I just wanted to check like last minute things. There's something called Cracker Christmas, and I have no idea what that.
Oh
what
no! That let me tell you something. Absolutely, the single best thing to do in this area for Christmas
is Cracker
hands
Christmas?
Down. Cracker what Christmas takes place in Christmas, Florida, at Fort Christmas.
Okay,
and basically think of a farmer's market, but it is all Christmas. Oh. And it's food items, it's handmade crafts, and it's unbelievable. And it is my single favorite. Last year was the first year in maybe, I don't know, 15 years that I haven't done it. But I absolutely intend, I know I'm doing it this year, probably usually.
It says it's the 4th and 5th, so.
Yeah, we'll probably end up doing the 5th. So, probably do it on the 5th. It always takes place around my birthday, so it's kind of, and I have many things that my mother has bought me there as birthday presents. That nativity set that I have that's done in bone china. The figures are done in bone china. Absolutely gorgeous. It's like one of my prized possessions, and it can't be packed with the other Christmas ornaments. It has to be packed separately because I'm so afraid something's going to happen to it because my mother gave it to me, but bought that at Cracker Christmas. It is also you will find things like a Christmas wreath decorated with shotgun shells.
Oh, that's cool.
Are part of what you would find there. And just lots of really great, inventive, creative items made by local folks. You know, Teresa Eccles just bought a home in Christmas. Right? And so, yeah, she's going to do a whole party thing for Cracker Christmas. So I'm really excited about that.
I literally just saw the word and I was like, that's weird. Oh, so I'm glad I got told what it was.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
A couple years ago, actually, Pete and I went to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Amway Center. And obviously, you don't have to be in Orlando to do that. That's something that I had done with my dad back in Tennessee also, because they tend to tour around Christmas time. So we used to go to Memphis to do it. And now here, like, we can do it in Orlando, as I think it was very, very cool. I always liked it as a kid. I still enjoy it now. Like, they do really fun, like, rock versions of Christmas songs for people who don't know who Trans-Siberian Orchestra is. But they do very cool. It's a light show. It's really, really neat. So highly recommend that if you want to hear like Christmas songs done in a rock style.
Yeah. They're celebrating 25 years of one of their Christmas albums this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. December 18th is when they're coming into town.
Yeah. Super cool.
Did you have something before I say? Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. So I had two other things I want to throw out there. One of them is kind of similar to Disney, so I'm not sure we really count it, but, so the first thing I want to go ahead and throw out there, over in the Dr. Phillips Center, there's a performing arts theater that has a bunch of like Christmas shows that usually go on around, this time of the year. I think they have Nutcracker, they have, and I was just looking on the calendar to make sure they weren't canceled due to, you know, COVID. They have like the Nutcracker going on, a Christmas Carol, a couple other different shows if you wanted to go see a show over there. But me personally, what I like doing around the holidays specifically is going over to Universal, for all the events that they have over there. Universal does not get enough credit for its, holidays.
Grinchmas.
Grinchmas is phenomenal, but I actually really like, Mayhem Steamroller a lot. And they go and perform every year, during the holidays. You get the Macy's Day Parade and stuff like that. So it's really cool. I think Universal needs a little bit more credit, you know, for the what they do for the holidays.
SeaWorld does a cool Christmas
event too. Yeah, they have where you can meet Santa. They've got elves that come and greet you. Yeah, SeaWorld has a bunch of Christmas overlay stuff that is really cool.
Another thing I wanted to mention was Dazzling Nights at Lou Gardens.
It looks so cool.
I'm going next weekend, and I am so excited. The handmade Moroccan lanterns, they looked really amazing. And one cool thing I think that they're doing this year is they're doing one specific night where it's sensory friendly. So, you know, people with disabilities, they can go there and actually enjoy it with like lighting and sound a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm dying to see that because I've heard great things about it. I'm really dying to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What about you, Drake? You're quiet back there.
Well, I was gonna say Night of a Million Lights. That was my big one because I keep getting notifications like, hey, can you come volunteer and help us set it up? And so I want to get over there. And
well, it's already set up
now. I know. I definitely want to. I want to get over there and check it out.
Drake's gonna show up.
I'm here to help.
Oh, darn!
Yeah, you guys come right at the back end. But we said we could maybe mention Disney stuff, and so I'll cheat a little bit because it is what brought me down here, and I was considering not going, but it is the reason I moved to Florida is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and it's what brought me to Florida, so I can't just not go. And it'll be a little bittersweet to see all the different things, but they do a great job. And so I'm really looking forward to it again this year, kind of reminisce. Oh yeah, this is what started this part of my life. And so that's a little personal for me. I don't know if everyone else will have that experience, but it is
they've changed it now where it's not Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party anymore. It's forgot what they're calling it now, but it's also $18,000 a person to get in, and a lot of criticism at them. They've cut back on the number of people allowed in, which is good, but the price point is so high that it's really turned. And a lot of people are saying that they don't feel it's worth it. For me, Epcot Festival of the Holidays, which is not a hard ticket event, which you get that just with your admission into the park. And they have, the, you know, all their kiosks with food, and it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome at Epcot. But I also like a lot of the things they do over at Disney Springs.
I was just about to bring that up. The Christmas trees.
Yeah, the Christmas tree walk.
Right, yeah. So I proposed to my fiance last year, and I created this scavenger hunt when I proposed to her. And one of the things that she had to do. So I don't know if they're going to do it this year. But last year they created where they made like themed Christmas trees and then put them to different parts of Disney Springs. And then you would get a map and you had to find. So part of the scavenger hunt, I had her like go find all the trees and like complete the map and then bring back to me. And I thought that was really, really cool. I love what Disney Springs does. And that's a free event. You don't have to pay for anything. Not even parking. Parking's free.
The other thing I love to do is either on the monorail loop or around Crescent Lake by Epcot, go around to the resorts and see the different displays, especially, you know, Grand Floridian. They do the gingerbread house, which is incredible, and they sell their little gingerbread houses and their little gingerbread and their peppermint bark and all that other stuff. It's like one of my, which I've got to get over there. Got to get over there before Thanksgiving, because I always have at least one gingerbread house out for Thanksgiving. But once you're in the resort, take the monorail, go around, go over to the Poly, see what they do. Contemporary has up on the concourse, I don't know if they're doing it again this year, some of the best merchandise. Like snacks and things like that. They had the solid white milk chocolate Mickey and Minnie for Christmas that stood about, you know, that high. I mean, it was a decent size. And they melt, though, if you put them under under a light, they do melt.
It's almost if you put them on display in your office and have a light on them. And
but you know what? It was there for a while before Minnie finally said, I can't take it anymore, and just collapsed.
Yeah.
But they're gorgeous. They're absolutely beautiful. But little discoveries like that are always fun. And, of course, Crescent Lake, which is Boardwalk, Yacht Club, Beach Club, Swan and Dolphin. You can make a reservation, go eat at Trattoria, and go around. Or Flying Fish if it's open. And just walk around Crescent Lake and check it out. Those are fun things to do.
And there's, obviously every year people love doing Candlelight Processional. That's always a big event at Epcot. This year, limited because of what restaurant choices you were able to get. But still, it's very nice. And then there is an event called Oh What Fun that's happening in Lake Nona. I decided I am definitely going to go to that because I don't do a lot with Lake Nona, and I've not been the biggest fan of Lake Nona, so I'm trying to go over there more to see if I actually like Lake Nona better than I think I do, rather than just seeing it like in the day sterile. So, but we'll see. We'll see if I like it better than that. And I did want to mention, so I did try to look up like Hanukkah Jewish things to do in the area. Just because last year, I know we didn't mention really anything. I tried looking stuff up and like tried to find some stuff. The main thing that I had seen was a very Hanukkah Mahjong tournament that's happening. So didn't realize that was very popular with that group.
I mean, that sounds fun to me.
I was like, I guess it's fun. I don't know what's like Hanukkah about it, but I guess the Mahjong tiles like change or something. I don't know. So I reached out to, one of our clients who is Jewish and was like, hey, do you know, like they've moved to the area. I'm like, what you doing like for Hanukkah? Like, is there anything particular going on? So he was like, I don't really know. So he sent me a link that his rabbi sent him, which had a couple of things, but one is a, car menorah parade that's happening December 1st. So they're literally like having a parade and it's just like different decorated menorahs built on top of people's cars.
Oh, that sounds
so
fun.
It's cool, right? Like, yeah. So I was like, I just did not expect this.
Where's that happening?
It is on Sand Lake Road at the Chabad Center of Jewish Life. So okay. I don't know where that is. But I know where Sand Lake Road is. So wherever that is, it's Wednesday, December 1st. So, and you can get 25% off if you go through Chabad's website, which is like C-H-A-B-A-D. If you want to go see the menorah cars.
That sounds cool.
There wasn't really anything else happening that was that was listed as a Hanukkah event. So
I'm surprised because we do have, I mean,
there's a lot of people.
There's a strong Jewish community
there in
Central Florida. I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, and even then with any of it, it's like, I mean, it says there's the Latke wars that are happening November 30th. And it says a fun teenage war. So I don't
know what that means.
Fun exactly. teenage war with latkes. So, and then of course on later that same day, they're going to be doing the grand menorah lighting with a sushi bar. Yep. And then December 1st, that car menorah thing apparently is happening with the Orlando Magic. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you can just come to my house for Christmas Eve. I cook. I don't know what I'm cooking this year, but I cook. So, Danielle, anything else?
There was one I saw. It was like a Santa's workshop experience at Icon Park.
Right.
It was weird. You could reserve a specific time and pay $20 to a deposit to meet Santa. Thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, and Icon Park, just for people who don't know, that's over on International Drive. That's where the Orlando Eye, the large Ferris wheel, is.
Yeah.
A lot of attractions over there. A lot of attractions over there.
And with this, the kids get a free ride on the wheel, and then it's discounted for the adults, which is funny. But yeah, you get to ride a shuttle from the parking lot to Santa's workshop, and it's very kid-friendly. So I think that would be a good idea to do with the kids.
And you had said there was like an ice bar, right?
With Krampus. Krampus is ice bar. There's a local ice bar here in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's Krampus's cocktails. I don't know specifically what that is, but would be good if you're over 21.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else anybody wants to mention?
No. Just give Universal a chance. I'm telling you, it's really cool.
All right. Well, that, folks, is going to do it for this week's episode of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of the Moving to Orlando show. Have a great week, folks.